God's marvelous loving kindness. The unwillingness of the Lord to chastise is here vividly shown. He yearns over his erring children. In every way possible he seeks to teach them the way of life. See. Though the Israelites had wandered long in idolatry and slighted his warnings, yet he now declares his willingness to defer chastisement and grant yet another opportunity for repentance. He makes plain that only by thorough heart reformation could the impending doom be averted. In vain would be their trust in the temple and its services. Ceremonies could not atone for sin. Reformation of heart and of the life practice alone could save them from the result of transgression. Thus in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem the message of Jeremiah was, "Hear ye the words of this covenant, the precepts of God as recorded in the Scriptures, and do them." Why, the Lord inquired, is this people of Jerusalem smitten back by a perpetual backsliding? It was because they had refused to be corrected. See. The stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? NKJV. While Josiah had been their ruler, the people had some ground for hope. But he had fallen in battle. The time for intercession had all but passed. Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, the Lord declared, yet my mind could not be toward this people, cast them out of my sight. A refusal to heed the invitation that God was now offering would bring the judgments that had befallen the northern kingdom more than a century before. The message now was, if ye will not hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent unto you, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. Those who stood in the temple court listening to Jeremiah understood clearly this reference to Shiloh, when in the days of Eli the Philistines had carried away the Ark of the Testament. The sin of Eli consisted in passing lightly over the evils prevailing in the land. His neglect to correct these evils had brought on Israel a fearful calamity. Eli lost his life, the ark had been taken from Israel, 30,000 people had been slain, all because sin had flourished unrebuked and unchecked. Israel had vainly thought that, notwithstanding their sinful practices, the ark would ensure victory over the Philistines. In like manner, during the days of Jeremiah, the people of Judah were prone to believe that observance of the appointed temple services would preserve them from punishment for their wicked course. What a lesson is this to men holding positions of responsibility in the church! What a warning to deal faithfully with wrongs that bring dishonor to the cause of truth! Let none charge the servants of God with being too zealous in endeavoring to cleanse the camp from evil doing. The desolation of Jerusalem in the days of Jeremiah is a solemn warning that the admonitions given through chosen instrumentalities cannot be disregarded with impunity. Jeremiah's message aroused the antagonism of many. They cried out, "Why hast thou prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant?" And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. Priests, false prophets, and people turned on him who would not speak smooth things or prophesy deceit. God's servant was threatened with death.